Governor Cuomo visited Stony Point, hit hard by storms before and after the bruising Hurricane Sandy last October. He says it is inarguable that we are living amid a new weather pattern.
You know, I've been hearing about 100-year floods that now happen every 3 years, right? Irene wasn't supposed to happen. Lee wasn't supposed to happen. Hurricane Sandy, that wasn't supposed to happen. I think it is the ostrich strategy to say it's never going to happen again.
The visit came as Stony Point's first New York Rising Community Reconstruction meeting was about to get underway, with planning experts, residents, and community officials gathering to discuss redevelopment strategies specific to Stony Point. And that is the point of New York Rising, to have reconstruction planning committees in storm-damaged communities across the state.
And the best people for that are the people in the individual communities. I can sit in Albany and give them my thoughts and ideas, but really every community is different. And the way to do this is to empower each community to come up with its own plan, and that's just what we're doing with this approach.
Cuomo in July designated 102 New York Rising communities combined eligible to receive more than $750 million for storm recovery and rebuilding plans. Stony Point is the only such community in Rockland eligible for up to $3 million. Again, here's Cuomo.
And what we do as New Yorkers, we get up, we pull together, we're smarter, and we're the better for it. And that's what we want to do with this program, Rising Communities, where communities rise up smarter than before.
Cuomo visited the North Country Wednesday morning, Aw-Sable Forks, and says he will be working his way across the state, visiting communities eligible for funding through the New York Rising program. Republican State Senator Bill Larkin sat with the governor in Stony Point. Larkin's district includes portions of Orange, Rockland, and Ulster counties.
I thank the governor. He's been in all three counties I have, and he's come up and helped us time after time after time. But it's to the point now where time has ended. We now have to take a positive approach, and this new rise will come to be it. Governor, I thank you for coming here, and I really mean it when I say I appreciate you, and I did vote for you.
Larkin, also a conservative, had said just a few minutes earlier that he voted for Cuomo for governor, telling why. Democratic Assemblyman James Skoufis sat alongside Senator Larkin. Skoufis' district includes the town of Stony Point, along with an Orange County community in the New York Rising program, Washingtonville. Skoufis thinks Cuomo's visit to Stony Point will resonate with local officials and residents.
But him actually physically coming here and being here means a lot because he's shown tremendous leadership, and just being here for residents and business owners and those who are affected to see that he cares is so important.
Grant amounts will be based on Federal Emergency Management Agency assessed damage levels, as well as applications for new infrastructure and other mitigation, and will be awarded once a community's plan is approved by the state. The communities will be eligible to share in more than $500 million of funding through a federal supplemental appropriation, and the state will award at least $250 million of New York's FEMA-funded Hazard Mitigation Grant Program to New York Rising communities to implement eligible projects contained in their plans. There are more than 10 communities in Ulster County and a few in Orange and Delaware counties also eligible for up to $3 million. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.